This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chris Rose is normally on with us, but we are always honored, and it's a pleasure to have a good friend of the show, super friend of the show, Chris Rose, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Of course, you can always catch him on NFL Network, Rose Rotation, and BattleBots. Hello, Chris. Good morning. We appreciate you being up so early for us today.
Wait a second. It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's early, man.
We got to get the day going, man. Yeah. You know, I've got a show in 25 minutes, so let's.
All right, just making sure. You know, TV life makes us soft sometimes. You know, we wake up at noon, depending on where we're working.
Right.
You know, you remember those days? You remember when you were working?
I do. There were times at the beginning of my career at CNN where my first show wasn't until 1 a.m.,
Yikes.
What time would you wake up then? 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
No, I would I would probably... My wife was a teacher, so she would leave early, like 7.
Ooh. You're just coming home from work.
I would get home sometimes like 4 in the morning. It was crazy. But then it was great.
We've been there. I remember when you were on CNN. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah,
things are a little bit more complicated now that we're adults, and you get a story like Deshaun Watson, now we all have to be adults when we talk about stuff like this. I'm curious, you know, the commissioner came out and said, yesterday, it looks like the investigations are going to wrap up. I just wonder where that takes us next, and I mean, we can all sit here and speculate on how long he's going to be out. No one knows. I mean, the commissioner knows, and they'll figure that out after they're done sorting through the investigation. What were your thoughts on the commissioner saying that?
I mean... Yeah, we know that there's most likely some sort of punishment coming. And I think the fact that the Browns might know in June or July is beneficial from the standpoint of it won't be hanging over their head, and then they'll be able to make plans accordingly, you know, and have to deal with whatever sort of public repercussions there are at that point.
Can I... Am I allowed to turn this to actual football involving the quarterback, Chris?
Let me check. I think you can.
I would love to. So I'm going to.
I mean, you can. You can. It doesn't, you know, doesn't feel right. But
no, I know. There's only so much that three guys who aren't lawyers and don't know, you know, the inner workings of this can talk about. So I'm going to talk.
Well, right, because, listen, guys, there's the personal, and we've talked about this before, right?
Yep.
About how we as fans can feel, should feel, are feeling, and those ranges change depending on the news cycle and stories that come out and things of that nature. And then there's what we all do for a living, right? And that's cover football. And so, yes, there are two aspects to this that are very different, that wield very different emotions. And it makes it extremely uncomfortable. But, yeah, you're right. There is a football side to it.
And the football side is when he is suspended, if he is suspended, if it's not this year and if it's next year, whatever, if it's this year and you think you have a team that's ready to compete again, you're okay with Jacoby Brissett maybe running an entire season, which is possible. Andy threw out the name Jimmy Garoppolo earlier, and he's done it before. Okay, well, I like him better than Jacoby Brissett, but you want to go there? And then we've seen some reports, well, Baker needs a spot and the Browns need a quarterback if Deshaun gets suspended. None of those options sound good to me, but I'm wondering what should the Browns do here? should they cover themselves again and get somebody else in addition to Chris? Or do they just keep their fingers crossed that this isn't so bad?
So, No. That's the one option that makes you look unprepared, okay? In order, I would say that Baker is not an option. I don't think that and once again, I have no idea of the inner working relationship between Baker and the Browns, okay? So I want to get that out right away. I can't imagine there would be any sort of situation where Baker Mayfield would, A, not only take a snap for the Cleveland Browns, but B, also be in the building. I just don't feel like there would have to be so much fence mending at this point where they would have to all sit down together and say, hey, listen, whether it's the Browns who say, you know, we thought we were being open and honest with you, and maybe we didn't do a good enough job communicating, or Baker saying, this is what I heard, this is how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see that adult relationship happening. The other thing is, I've watched a lot of Jacoby Brissett. Obviously, it's my job on Sundays. So I have seen him as a fill-in in New England, as a full-time starter in Indianapolis, and as an injury replacement in Miami. That's not a guy that you can compete a full season with and feel great about where you are. The one name you just mentioned that I would totally take a flyer on is Jimmy Garoppolo. I would totally do that. If the Browns find out in June that Deshaun Watson will not be available for the season, I am placing the next call to John Lynch.
What does that cost you?
All I know is, Chris, we're on the same page, man. I love you. Keep going. Keep talking.
Because, by the way, I'm not so sure that Jimmy Garoppolo is not the best quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers this year. I'm being honest here. And we can sit here and laugh and say, well, we saw what he did in the Super Bowl where he overshot Emmanuel Sanders. We've seen what he's done when he's down a score against the Rams in the NFC Championship game and he makes that ridiculous throw with guys draped all over him. Well, that's fine. You know what? He has been in a Super Bowl. He has gotten his team to the cusp of another Super Bowl. And by the way, he put together a game-winning 90-plus yard drive, I believe, with like under 2 minutes to go in Week 18 with the Niners playoff hanging in the balance in Los Angeles. So if you're talking that there's enough talent here, then the guy's got a 1 year, $24 million contract, and the Browns still have ample space. Like, that's what I would do.
I mean, you're looking
what's it cost you?
Well, it's a $5 million difference right out of the gate on the contract, right? You just said if it's 18.5. So you're eating
between he and Baker?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm going based on the assumption that that's an irreparable relationship, right?
Right.
Not repairable. So that's not, you know, for people to say, well, why can't we just plug in Baker? Well, because this is not fantasy football. There are emotions involved. So that's what I'm saying.
I agree with you. If I'm the Niners and I have them under contract for one more year, I'm going to let Trey Lance sit for another year. I know they've talked about moving him and all that, Chris, but I'm with you. I think he's the best quarterback the Niners have right now, at least right
now. Well, but, you know, Kyle Shanahan did come out yesterday at OTAs and say, listen, I would expect Jimmy Garoppolo to be on a different roster, and he's not up there at OTAs. He's rehabbing his shoulder in Southern California, to which my wife's eyes just lit up. She didn't know that he was No, Jimmy's not coming over today, Michelle.
Dinner?
Sorry.
Dinner? No.
No.
She wants him to come over for dinner?
No, she said, she said, I told you the Browns should get him. So,
maybe we're talking to the wrong Rose every week.
Right. She will give you a complete, unbiased breakdown of the Jimmy Garoppolo to Cleveland move.
We could do the whole...
I think that's... It's brilliant.
We could do a whole Rose family. We could have your brother on one line, your wife on the other. We'll do the Rose family roundtable. It'll be great.
Yeah, we're good. Nah. We're good.
And it pays less than what we're making now, so it's all good. It's even better than that. Oh, man. You know, we look at, I don't know, you're back at OT. But I want to be so excited about the Browns right now, and I can't.
Well, I know.
Everything's taking the sting out of it.
Right.
You know?
It's difficult. It's difficult because you're, because of, you know, what we all watched last night, because of what we know is coming, all of that stuff. And, you know, by the way, I'm looking at, according to Over the Cap, the Browns have nearly $27.5 million cap space this year. So Garoppolo would fit. They'd still have a little bit of change to spare. I'm sure they could always redo somebody's contract if they needed to shoehorn somebody. And he's in the last year of his deal. Like, it would be the perfect move. And Jimmy Garoppolo would be excited because he would be joining a really good team, have a chance to play in meaningful big games. We call this a soft landing for him, where he would get a chance to show that he is a guy for somebody else's team, and he knows that his future wouldn't be there, so he would get it. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo has handled this thing beautifully. I don't know how closely everybody has followed it, but the minute they drafted Trey Lance, he has handled this A++.
I like it. I wonder, you don't make a preemptive strike, do you, if you're the Browns?
No, because if the suspension ends up being 6 games, no. If it's more of a season long, then yes, then I would.
All right, we only got a minute or two left. I got to ask you this. Tomorrow, big day in the Rose rotation for Guardians fans, huh?
Huge.
Gigantic.
Huge, yes. As we all know, Austin Hedges is one of the members of the Rose rotation. He is, I don't know if you guys have had him on the radio. He is comedic brilliance. He's so funny. He's got so many amazing stories. The story he tells about when Josh Naylor hit the grand slam and then the 3-run homer.
It goes crazy in the
dugout. Vantage point in the dugout is one of the top stories. I think yesterday was episode 116. He's got an amazing Miguel Cabrera. He's just got story after story. It's just, he's going to be in this business in some sort of manner when he's done playing. And he's really, really funny, self-deprecating. He's great. He's just so entertaining.
All right, Chris. So we've got Austin Hedges on the Rose rotation. Anything else going on in your world that we need to catch on?
No, I don't think so. You know, all's going fine. No complaints. Just, I don't know, man. Just, you know,
we're all just waiting.
Coming home today.
Oh,
that's
good.
A good thing. Yeah. Always fun.
Just keep Jimmy G away from your house.
Hey, listen, I'm screwed, guys. I mean, he's way better looking. He's way richer. He's probably got a bit, well, he might not have a better personality, but who knows?
How could he?
How could he? No, he probably could. Listen, if he knocks on the door and Michelle Rose answers, I'll be looking around, where did Michelle go? By the way, I wouldn't blame her. I wouldn't blame her. Have you seen that chiseled chin? Have you seen him in the subway ad? I mean, holy smokes.
Yeah, but you probably make a better sandwich than he does. I mean, that's probably, all acting there. Yeah, we hear you make breakfast for the kids all the time, too. So
that's true. Everybody complains. I wish Rose would be more professional. Hey, listen, I've got stuff to do. I'm trying to multitask. I'm not trying to be a jerk. Today, it's just a protein shake, by the way. No eggs and turkey bacon.
All right. I'll make that tomorrow. I'll call it the Rose shake or something. Who knows? Chris, thank you. We always appreciate your time. Tell Michelle thank you. We appreciate her being a part of the show today, too.
Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely. Well, you brought a big smile to her face. She's like got a little spring in her step as she's drinking her half-cap, decaf mocha latte with a twist.
Nice.
Awesome.
All right. Well, she's always welcome on the show. You, not so much. Unless she's wearing your corduroy varsity jacket from university school. But that's another story.
She is not wearing my U.S. Letterman's jacket, but that's the closest I ever came to being an athlete, was a 2-sport manager. She's laughing. She's like, no way, you loser. Okay.
All right, bye, Chris. Guys. Hey, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, man.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.